Larry Richard, good morning to you, and good morning to El Presidente of the Downtown Neighbors Alliance, John Ballantyne. John, good morning.
That's funny. Thank you, Larry. Good morning to you.
You are one of the most passionate people about our city, and I appreciate that. You've been working very hard, and it's been challenging in downtown. We hear a lot about what's going on, and one of the things that we hear from residents is we need a grocery store. And so I don't want to steal your thunder. Tell us how this happened and where it's going to be.
Well, it's going to be at 817 Liberty, and it's on Liberty Avenue, a few doors down from the Harris Theater. And how did it come about? Well, we have a program called Retail Recruitment, and we have two employees that work on it, and they reach out to a lot of different businesses, and with the hope that we can recruit businesses into the Golden Triangle. So we ran across this organization in Philadelphia. They own three grocery stores. They're called River Wards. And although River Wards is not the proprietor, they will be a consultant in this project. And one of their employees was a gentleman named Eric Iacone. And Eric, I was really impressed with him. Smart, smart person. CMU grad. Understood agriculture, understood produce, and we met about four or five times, and I just knew that this was the right operator for the store, and he had a desire to come back to Pittsburgh, so everything just kind of fell in place. But I shouldn't say that, because it really didn't fall in place. There's so many times this project looked dead, but everybody involved just kept working at it to make it happen. If I could, Rugby Realty, they made it happen. They gave them a great rental price to make this work, to make the numbers work. And it fell into place, and here we are.
John, what is your vision of town? I don't have to tell you of the black eye it has received in recent years, and I know there are a lot of people working hard to try to change the narrative, especially collectively as we work towards the NFL draft and we want to be a showcase. Where do we stand right now dealing with people without homes and the crime you hear about in the city?
Well, Larry, I have a little bit of a different perspective even on history. Do we have issues? Absolutely. But, when you look at things in comparison to other downtowns, I think we're really doing well. I mean, think about this. There hasn't been a homicide in downtown in 2.5 years. We had our interns do research, and we couldn't find any other city our size or larger that can say the same. Now, I will say this. Sometimes perception is reality, and it's how you feel, and the stats don't matter. The statistics don't matter. So I think that we do need to do a little better job, a much better job at cleaning up the city, at working with the homeless people, because sometimes it could be safe, but it doesn't feel safe. And the other thing I would say, my biggest fear, and I know that the mayor's working on it, the incoming mayor's working on it, city council's working on it. I think the biggest challenge we have are vape shops. And they're selling a lot of drugs that are addictive, but are legal to sell in Pennsylvania. They're not legal in a lot of states, but they are here. So we need the state legislator to work with us, and they are. And I think that once that happens, you'll take a street like Liberty Avenue, and then we'll look at it as, oh my God, this is opportunity here. I think you could look at it now and say there's opportunity here. We are working with, I think there's about three or four businesses that are very, very close to signing agreements to come down to on Liberty Avenue. And I think that's a great sign. So some people get the vision. Unfortunately, we need to do a lot more work to get this together. And you know, we accept the challenge, and our goal is to keep working towards it.
Well, the people that live downtown are really happy to hear this. They really need the convenience. We're with John Valentine, Downtown Neighbors Alliance president. They call it in the industry shrinkage, and that is theft, retail theft. That's one of the challenges that we hear about. Do they have a way to beef up security so that people can enjoy an experience like this and not have to worry about shoplifting?
That is a huge concern, and I can tell you that, you know, take the Target, for instance, that's downtown. The good news is Target is doing 60% more than what they estimated. And that's one of their highest overestimated stores in the country. But the downside is they do have a shoplifting problem. And what they, unfortunately, what they do is jack up the prices on some of the other things to cover that as an expense. I wish I had an answer for that. And to be honest with you, I don't. But I think it may go down as we clean up the area. As it may go down as we get people help that need help. As we get people that steal sometimes because of mental health or drug addiction issues. Do I know that for a fact? Nah, that's above my pay grade, to be honest with you. I don't know anybody that has a solution to all this.
It's certainly not. It is a issue with retail in general. When do you expect this new grocery store to be open?
Well, you know, there's a call center in there now, and they'll vacate in 90 days. And then we have to get the drawings and the permits and everything else that goes with it, and then construction. So it's our estimate is in a best case scenario, 9 months. But we really don't want to go any longer than 12. Some things are just out of our control. And the permitting process is a perfect example. But, you know, we're going to push for 9 months. And I think if we get it open by summer of 2026, the beginning of summer, I would call that a success.
Well, it's been a great challenge, and nobody's more passionate about our city than you. John, appreciate the time and good luck.
Thank you, Larry, and have a great day.